President John Mahama says he is poised at diversifying the base of the economy into an export-led value-added one. Addressing a select committee of the Scottish Parliament in Edinburgh, the President stated that Ghana is ready to collaborate with the rest of the world, especially the United Kingdom, to change the course of the economy. The President said Ghana will collaborate with Scotland to develop the manufacturing sector.
Has over the years led the world in heavy industries such as steel, shipbuilding, coal mining, and also in oil and gas. Ghana has, under my administration, been on a quest to diversify the base of our economy. This is aimed at transforming us from a primary commodity exporter and import-dependent economy into an export-led, value-added one. In this journey of transformation, Scotland provides us with a good opportunity for collaboration in developing our manufacturing sector. We've already established an impressive collaboration in developing our human resource and management capacity in the oil and gas industry. A growing number of the personnel working in our fledgling oil and gas sector received their training here in Scotland. Since 1926, when Scotland received its first Ghanaian student, many of the institutions of higher learning, including the University of Glasgow, Dundee and Aberdeen, have continued to provide professional training to many Ghanaians. One of the greatest signs of our cooperation and friendship is the Scotland Ghana Society, which sprang out of the large number of teachers, doctors, scientists, and missionaries who worked in the then Gold Coast and returned here to Scotland. I'm happy to be returning to the Scottish Parliament after the visit in the year 2000 by President Jerry John Rawlings. Let me use this opportunity to express the appreciation of Ghanaians to the University of Glasgow for the recognition they gave President Rawlings during his visit, and subsequently the Asante Hinni Otunfo Osaitutu II, who were both awarded honorary Doctor of Law degrees. Ghana has played a prominent role in the affairs of our continent, from the process of decolonization to the formation of the OEU, the process of continental integration to the significant success in implementing the Millennium Development Goals. It is my determination to continue this tradition in maintaining Ghana as a model of democracy and constitutional governance in Africa.
President Mahama further stated that the African continent is in a hurry, thus the need to speed up economic growth to provide decent jobs for the people. According to the Ghanaian leader, accelerated growth, expansion of manufacturing and agriculture will create jobs and stop the exodus for greener pastures.
Africa is an emerging continent with a fast-growing population. We're therefore a continent in a hurry. A ticking youth bulge requires that we speed up the process of economic growth in order that we can provide decent jobs for the large number of young people graduating from our schools every year. Accelerated economic growth, expansion of manufacturing and agriculture will guarantee jobs and staunch the risky flow of young Africans across the Mediterranean in search of new opportunities in Europe. Ghana will continue to be an advocate and actor in international peace and security on the global stage. We currently have our troops in 5 different international peacekeeping theaters across the world. Our global ranking in governance, human rights, transparency, and rule of law is strong. Ghana has had 6 successive elections since 1992, and this year's election will be no exception in terms of transparency, fairness, and security. The many elections held in several African countries last year sent a clear message that Africa is emerging and building a solid foundation of participatory democracy that will form the basis of guaranteeing a life of dignity and prosperity for our people.
In response to the President's speech, the Cabinet Secretary for Culture, Europe and External Affairs and a member of the Scottish Parliament, Fiona Hislop, pointed out that Scotland will continue to grow the framework to enable the businesses to flourish. She praised Ghana for implementing the local content, especially in the oil and gas sector, saying Scotland is prepared to collaborate with Ghana for mutual benefit.
The impact of the lower oil price, we do so from a position of some strength. Strength from our people who have developed and helped bring innovation to the industry over the almost 50 years that we've had exploration and production. Strength from our companies who have adapted and improved the way business has been done in the sector. And strength from our institutions who continue to build the framework to enable business in Scotland to flourish. For example, the Oil and Gas Technology Centre in Aberdeen. So sharing knowledge, information and technology is vital in that regard. Local content is quite likely of crucial importance, and no more so than in Ghana, so international companies recognise the importance and mutual benefit of local content and participation. And they want to see that effort they put into training people benefit both the company and the individual they have trained in the future ahead. So forging partnerships between foreign and local entities helps build on each other's strengths in pursuit of business. And we in Scotland look forward to helping to grow and encourage greater collaboration between our companies to mutual benefit in this important sector. And the connections between our two countries, not just commercial, but people to people. For example, through academic exchange, such as the University of the West of Scotland's newly established Centre for African Research and